It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR 1 stations. Every Friday afternoon, all things considered, we put the spotlight on an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have returning guest, the Women's Fund of Hawaii. Women's Fund of Hawaii nonprofit tries to address key issues that affect women in the Aloha State, and they have a unique way of then supporting organizations that do a variety of good. There are some pretty serious issues, too, in the state. Hawaii has almost double the nation's average proportion of women that are serving time in prison. Girls are also arrested at a much higher rate in the Aloha State than they are anywhere else in the U.S. Also, there are a number of teenage girls becoming pregnant every day in Hawaii, six of them. Children born to teen parents more likely to have a reported case of abuse or neglect. Perhaps most frightening, one in five women in Hawaii are beaten by their partners. Related to that, each month there's a death in Hawaii, unfortunately due to domestic violence in the Aloha State. There is a benefit fundraising tea and champagne event May 15th, 5 to 9 in Honolulu that the organization will be doing. Last year's event raised $170,000. It is the Women's Fund of Hawaii Executive Director returning to Helping Hand now, Lila Bilmez-Goldstein, and a big aloha and mahalo. Thank you.
Aloha. Thank you so much for having me again, Dave.
You are welcome. And there are probably folks who don't know about the good work the organization does. Talk about first how the Women's Fund of Hawaii supports other organizations that are helping those in need.
Well, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we raise money to make grants. We only give grants to other nonprofits, and they don't necessarily have to focus solely on women and girls, but we will only support the programs that are dedicated to women and girls. And the reason why we have that gender-specific focus is because only about 7% of foundation dollars in the United States go towards programs specifically for women and girls. And it's also because we know that when women do really well, they contribute to their communities and they pass on the their success and their support to their children, making Hawaii a better place.
And meaning when you help them, it's sort of like an effort that has strong residual effects as they pass that along.
Yeah, absolutely. I think a woman who has an opportunity to receive some education or perhaps even some job training and maybe just needs a little hand up with, for example, recovering from abuse or substance abuse, for example, getting a little help, getting back on her feet, her success translates into success for the family as well.
And we'll hear a couple of the names of folks who were 2016 grant recipients. But for folks who want to participate in being recipients of the funding that you offer, what would some of these nonprofits need to know in terms of requirements to be in on that?
Well, I would say the most important requirement is that their program serve women and girls. And something else that we give preference to programs that serve Native Hawaiian population, demographic, and communities. Mm-hmm. It's not solely focused on Native Hawaiians, but we do look at that. We like programs in rural areas, the neighbor islands as well, not only on Oahu. We do currently have grantees on Lanai, Maui, and the Big Island. We've had grantees on Molokai as well and Kauai. Other than that, we do look at organizations' board composition. We prefer that 50% or more are women, but again, that's not a deciding factor. Our main deciding factor would be that the organization must be a 501c3 nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Or have a fiscal sponsor, and the program for which they are seeking funding is for women and girls.
And then what is their method of, they get in touch with you, is there a presentation they have to make, are there dates or a timeline in terms of getting, have that review from you guys and to be in the running?
We have two grants, well, we call them grant cycles, but essentially there are two opportunities to apply for grants each year. Once in the spring. This year, the application period was March. It opened on March 1st, and the applications were due on March 31st. And then in the fall, we anticipate that the period will be in October. But please don't hold me to that. It could be September. And we have an online application. So word kind of just spreads organically. We announce it on our Facebook site. We do announce it on our website as well. And we announce it through our email newsletter.
You guys, last year, I mentioned it, there was some, and they do a number of grants. And the grant, the before I name some of these folks, what's the range of money that each of the recipients, is there a range? Like, how does that work in terms of, because you, according to what I read online, you guys raised 170 grand last year, which is fantastic. And then that gets divvied up in, based on what, the number of people who've reached out or what they're specifically asking for?
Well, last year was a milestone year, actually, for Women's Fund of Hawaii. We've steadily been increasing the amount of grants over the past, since the organization started at Hawaii Community Foundation, actually. But last year, we hit the $100,000 mark, so we're very proud of that. I'm glad you asked also about the amount of the grants. The maximum amount that we currently give is $5,000. Organizations may not need $5,000 for the program or whatever it is they're trying to do, but that's our ceiling right now. And we regularly receive more applications for good programs than we have funds. So we are working to grow. So that we can do more for our community.
Some of the organizations include Adult Friends for Youth for their outreach and advocacy project, serving 10 homeless girls ages 12 to 25 in downtown Honolulu, offering access to food, clothing, shelter, survival aid, medical care information, and referral. Another organization that they helped out was Parents Inc., which is we recently had on talking about their kickball, kicking child abuse and neglect out of the Aloha State program. But they got a grant from you guys to assist with costs related to their parenting and recovering program, which is a substance abuse recovery program and run in the Women's Community Correctional Center. Other organizations that may be familiar to those who listen to All Things Considered and Helping Hand, in particular, the Aloha Medical Mission, who have been on a number of times, and it was for their Welcome Smile program to provide restorative dental work for abused or incarcerated women in transition. Another group in number of many, many groups that were on there. I'm just picking out a few to give you an idea of some of the causes that they get behind. Domestic Violence Action Center, and we just had Nancy Creedman on recently, and this organization probably doesn't need a lot of explanation in terms of what they do, but they got a grant from the Women's Fund of Hawaii to provide emergency rent and utilities assistance for survivors of domestic violence in the Aloha State and their children to escape unsafe conditions in their current homes. That's just a few of many worthy organizations that you guys supported last year. Explain the event and how these work to both people can attend these events, the Tea and Champagne May 15th coming up, but also other ways that people can support the event and support the organization. And it could be through volunteering, it could be providing supplies for your events, could be items that you auctioned to generate funds, could be people on your board. There could be other tangible things that are going on. Perhaps there's a new computer system you need, a new space, a vehicle, specific skills that you could really benefit from having at your disposal. So if you can, let's turn to how we can support the organization.
Thank you so much for asking that. The Tea and Champagne is on May 15th, as I believe you mentioned earlier, and it's already sold out. So hopefully next year we can invite a bunch of your listeners to come. This year, though, we are super grateful if anybody would like to support us and what we're doing for donations. The event does have a site. It's Tea and Champagne, all spelled out, .swellgives.com. And visitors can take a look there. There are different tabs. You can read about Women's Fund of Hawaii, read about the event, see some photos from previous events, and when you click on the Give Now button, you can make a donation. We deeply appreciate that. We are always looking for volunteers, individuals who may want to help at the event or we do actually in the fall have a bowling tournament coming up, which is super fun. Anybody who is interested in helping with that. And we are a community-based organization, so we garner these applications, so to speak. We accept applications from the community. We're very close to the ground. We feel like we have a good sense of what's going on in our community. And then community members participate in the grant selection process. So in addition to myself and my board members, we have women from our community, mostly here in Honolulu, but we do have, this time at least, one woman who flew in from the Big Island to participate to help us to thoroughly vet these applications.
So that's another way you're saying folks can be really critically involved, because then they're helping you with the selection process, and that's something that really is helping to earmark where the dough goes.
Yeah, that is another way. I mean, generally, there's no specific policy or guideline on who gets to participate on the community. What we've seen are women with legal background, background in public policy, or perhaps public health, social work, women's studies. People who have interests in those areas tend to be attracted to that particular activity.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah, but it's very important and very, very key. Very core to our organization.
And are there specific items of any kind that you need for this event or at the office that people listening might be able to support you with?
For the event, we're always looking for donations of prizes. We do have several very generous donors who have stepped forward with items or gift cards, and actually anybody who visits the event site can see what those are under the Fun Stuff tab. We use the items to raise more money for grants for women and girls.
So, prizes for the event, and anything in particular? Is there a theme in terms of, would you want artwork? Do you want trips? Do you want nice items? Any guidance on for folks listening? Because there's a lot of people who could probably provide stuff.
Well, the answer is yes. All of it, all of the above.
Okay.
We appreciate trips, I think, especially.
Mm-hmm.
People love to bid on trips. So, but jewelry.
Jewelry.
Services. I don't know if we have any massages yet. If there are massage therapists out there who want to kokua, we'd be grateful.
I like that. Well, there's a range of things. Jewelry, services, trips, massage is a service, I guess, but that paints a picture for folks. So that's a great way to support them with items. Bowling tournament in the fall is a great way to support them in the longer range picture as a volunteer or a participant in that. And so do people pay to be on a team and then that money goes to support you guys sort of thing?
That's exactly how it works.
What a great way. And then you could probably use other support, like we said, volunteers and so forth for that. And then two grant cycles. Next one will be coming up in the fall, likely October, but people who are interested in participating, reach out. I'll give you some contact information in a moment, and a lot of different ways that they're supporting folks. They gave a number of grants. In all, how many did you do last year?
Oh, gosh. Well, it was a bit more than 20 because some of them weren't
incredible,
all the way up to the 5,000 amount. So I believe it was about 22.
And some of these groups do some great things, like Hawaii Literacy Incorporated funding the training of female peer tutors to support their peer tutoring program serving low-income youth on the Waianae Coast, Sex Abuse Treatment Center, in support of trauma-informed yoga for victims of sexual violence. A lot of ways. U.S. Vets, Barbers Point, general operating support for Advance Hawaii Women Homeless Veterans. Funding will support safe housing and comprehensive wraparound services for homeless veterans who are female. So there's clearly some really worthy organizations on the receiving end of the unique way that the Women's Fund of Hawaii support those in need. You can reach out to them at their website, womensfundhawaii.org. There's an email form online. You'll also find the link to learn more about the May 15th Tea and Champagne event, but teaandchampagne.swellgives.com is the dedicated site that their website links you to. I also have a phone number to reach them, 439-6388. At hawaiipublicradio.org, you can get all their contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests that we have had previously on the program. Other things about the Women's Fund that you want to mention that are critical to sharing the role that you guys play in the community?
Well, I guess I would just go back and visit the fact that we're grassroots. And we, when we can, love to support nonprofits in the community who are also grassroots, community-based. I like to think of us as being kind of scrappy and agile in that way. And we love reading innovative programs with new ideas on how to make women and girls flourish.
They donated a lot of money last year to causes just like that. So definitely, if you're a nonprofit and you're scrappy and you're looking for some sustenance for your programs, make a presentation to them, and you could be among the organizations next year that are benefiting from the Women's Fund of Hawaii. Executive Director Lila Bilmez Goldstein, our guest again here on Helping Hand. Really appreciate what you're doing out there, and always a pleasure to support the Women's Fund of Hawaii. Thank you for supporting some really worthy organizations and helping them via these donations that you have. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for this segment, which is terrific and educating our community about what's going on.